to express appreciation and gratitude for working with our players. It's been the first funnest two games of I think my coaching career and playing career to have guys that play and are put in situations and are able to respond, and it's been a lot of fun in that regard. This week, our task is to put those games behind us and to push forward to another very worthy opponent. And, yeah, we look forward to, you know, some of the best in the conference of the Pac-12. And I do believe UCLA is one of those teams that's at the top there of their conference. So we're going preparing to go over to their place and looking forward to the matchups that the game will present.
What stands out about their defense to you as you look at it?
Very similar to the past two defenses. They're extremely sound, and they are very athletic. And you know, you can see it. They've recruited well, and it shows on paper. And I think the ranking shows that on the field that they're very capable as well.
2 years ago when you played Utah here, lost a close game. In the post game, you said something about we've got to get better in the trenches. We've got to get tougher, more physical, and to play with a Pac-12 team. 2 years later, do you feel like that's been accomplished?
We are headed in the right direction. There have been a lot of recruitment of kids with that mindset that those kids did not want to come to the program, because to be asked and recruited with a certain mindset, nowadays there's more entitlement. And, you know, if you're going to change something with a mindset, I believe it changes, starts in recruiting and how you recruit kids, how they come to your campus and the conversations you have with them. And that is definitely one of them. If you're going to play offensive line here, the question that's on everybody's mind is what kind of grit, what kind of toughness is that kid going to bring to the team?
How did Tanner grow from week one to week two?
You know, it's different being the starting quarterback, and that last week was his deal as a starter. So there were lots of growth that going on, and I expect a lot of growth from this past week to the next one. We are just starting out, tapping into his skill set. So, yeah, it's in my opinion, this is week two for the offense. And, yeah, it's like we're starting again, and with a whole different emphasis, highlighting the skill sets and things that, you know, we feel our quarterback does well.
What are some of those specifics that you guys have been working on with him?
You know, he's very accurate, and he's very poised. And some of the things that we try to do is put that poise and that accuracy out there. So, for example, I say poise. Your protection's holding, then it breaks down, and the first, second read's not there, he'll scramble. And very poised under fire. And our receivers are we've been working on this for a long time. So they break off into scramble drill, and there goes some crazy play for 80 yards. So I believe Tanner's ability to create off the original play, that's a starting point. One of those skills that not every quarterback that your coach has that kind of skill. So that's a good start, one of those skills.
And that 4th-and-7 play, the last one to Juergens for the touchdown, was that just kind of how you drew it up, or how that play evolved?
No, we were shooting for the sticks. And the read was blurry for him, and the protection held. So he worked the pocket. And like I said, that's his skill set, to create. And he created, and Jurg also created. And then when the ball was in the air, he cut the high point, and quite a big play to make for a short guy. So in my mind, was outstanding.
How difficult is it to be patient with the game plan when it may not be working initially the way you want it to, like it kind of did on Saturday?
Well, yeah, you know, kind of like a loved one. You know, if things aren't going well, I guess you could open the back door and kick them out. But you work with them, and you develop them. And there's a certain amount of patience. There's a certain amount of things that aren't going to go right. But, dang, I do believe, hopefully, most people don't give up on their loved ones just because they're, you know, hopefully you're not a front runner. And, you know, I think that says something to our fan base, that they, too, stayed. Because a lot of front runners would have saw what they saw and left. But seemed to me like they stayed. And, dang, it seemed like that student section was behind the thing up till right at the end. And we don't have a guarantee whether it's going to win, lose, or draw. The players don't. So, man, very fun to be around a group that hangs in there, hangs in there, hangs in there, and then something really great happens. And, you know, for me, it's great to see them get rewarded in that regard. Because the work is going in. The dedication, the commitment is going in, win, lose, or draw. These kids are all in. And for it to pay off like that, what a treat. What a treat to be a part of.
Could you talk about sticking with Heine in the run in the first half and then being committed to that in the second half? And how it almost made you look like a genius the way it turned out at the end.
Hey, you guys are the geniuses. You know? I'm the guy in real time. So, yeah, as it turned out, it was it looked real genius. But there were things that we can do, and hopefully we develop as a group that we can do things consistently and not in spurts.
So you saw that you could make some adjustments during that game to get this run game going, and you stayed with it and made adjustments appropriately, and then it worked.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like the loved one who needs some development, you know. I guess there are those families that open the back door and just kick them down the steps. But, you know, this is a football family, and there are parts of it that are in the developmental stage, and that's what we're doing.
Against my better judgment, I want to ask you about the 59-0 game, where you were the play caller against UCLA. What do you remember? Was that kind of the perfect storm of occurrences for you?
That's got no relevance bearing on this one. Sorry, so I really have no comment.
How does your line match up with their defensive line?
You know, the matchups are going to be a physical. It's going to be a because both teams are going to come into this game with a lot to prove. And, you know, I believe our team will. And I believe our O-line has a good matchup, and there's some things that we'd like to do better at and start quicker with. And, you know, overall play and overall success is one of them.
Could you maybe speak to your defense and how it's held you in a position to make these big plays at the end, got you in a position?
No, it's been a fun team to be a part of. It really has. And that's I think that's just says it for the team effort. You know, it's a team thing because certain things had to go well on all three sides of the ball. It always does for you to close it out and win it. And it's exactly what happened. All three phases of the game were right on the money at critical moments. And to me, that's a sign of a really healthy, fun team.
Will Tanner ever reach the point this season where 100% of the playbook will be kind of inserted or open to him? Or will that be kind of a season-long kind of process?
You know, it's more of a process. You know, we don't have a physical playbook. You know, so we're pretty much looking at things that he's comfortable executing. Because I believe we have the skill set to do a number of things. But, you know, it really doesn't matter unless there's protection and he can read it out quick. It doesn't really matter, you know, some of the play-action stuff unless the defense is really biting down on the run. So all of those things go into play.
Can you explain the balance between how much just teaching you are doing with him in practice as opposed to, you know, your normal game prep?
It's all teaching, and we're teaching all players in all phases going right up to the kickoff. That's what we do. We teach players to do what they're supposed to do now. Now, it doesn't always work. And that means to me that's a bad way to teach. It didn't work. Your teaching method. So, yeah, it's all teaching.
How have the players responded in practice this week, coming off another big game, big win?
Credit to Coach Bennett Hall. We've got a nice way in the program to put a game to rest and push off to the next one. And you have to. You have to. Once you're in the season, your mentality is strictly one game at a time. So right after you win, you celebrate, you look at what you did well, you try to fix what you didn't, and then you push off to the next one. So,
you might have touched on this, Coach, but just you worked with Colby on the offensive side of the ball for quite a while. Watching him, he was over there, you know, with his neck brace on. What's it like seeing him after, you know, the injury that he went through?
Oh, it's tough, you know. See a kid's career cut short, and, you know, it was in a practice, and it just shook and hit wrong, and you know, what can you say? But I do believe, like most of these kids, they don't understand that their best part of their life is really after you leave competitive sports. Now you will tap into who you are. Sometimes competitive sports, college and pro level, has a way of making a guy not recognizable as to his true character and nature. As soon as that's done, though, you know, there's a realization, and the better part of your who you are is ahead of you outside of the game. So, yeah, look forward to great things from all the kids that come through here.
But you mentioned this is a fun and special team. Seems like they didn't give up in either of those games. What do you attribute to that resiliency?
You know, I don't know. And, you know, it's really hard to say if this is this, that, or the other. But the first two games have shown that, you know, there's a hang-in-there quality. Yeah, I'm sure there were times when Muhammad Ali would hang in there. He had a hang-in-there quality. Take all sorts of things and all of a sudden, boom, 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 at the end and win. Yeah, I think this team's got, you know, got that hang-in quality now. Is the outcome guaranteed just because they've done the first two? Shoot, no. So going into it, I think the fearless mindset is part of the core of the program. So we'll go do our best, and we're not afraid of the outcome, whatever it is.
Last question. Do you feel Bo Hodge is ready for this?
Oh, yeah. We've been preparing Bo and Coy Detmer. So, yeah, if we're down to our two freshmen, then, you know, I'm confident that they can go in and be able to do stuff that they're familiar with. But, again, their toolbox is a lot smaller than a guy who's been around here for a while. So, man, we got to a point where there were so much things, fun things to do at Taysom that he executed really well. And this year was that year to just take the roof off. Well, he got hurt after that first one. Tanner's deal is a little shorter, but he's been around now for spring and is familiar with the offense at some level. And then our two freshmen, you know, their things are smaller. So it's the starting point that we're focused with Hodge and Depp.